Lady Rockets are coming off their biggest win of the season, beating Fort Campbell in the final game of the year by 19 points. It's senior night. Maggie Collins plays in her last home game, home regular season game. Of course, the Lady Rockets will host the postseason tournament, the 5th District tournament here starting on Monday night. And Coach Hodge, this is, you can't ask for any better way to write this than to go into the district tournament with a big win like this.
Right, and you know, we've discussed this a lot this week, how important this game was, you know, leading into the district, and I was really proud of the girls tonight. We've been working extremely hard versus the zone in practice because it seems like what we've been seeing the most of, and it's what Livingston's played us a lot, and let's see who we're going to play in the district. Thought we looked inside a lot better, got a lot better positioning, moved the ball better.
Some good passes tonight.
We did. We had some good passes. You know, throwing the ball up the floor, looking ahead, and as well as against the zone. So I think it's you know, it is a good prelude, I guess, into next week.
And Livingston County, of course, has a big interior. We don't get a whole lot of points inside, but we've certainly got a pretty good defense inside for them, don't we?
We do. I think we do. We have a plan as to how we're going to play, and I think our, you know, our inside game was a little bit better tonight. We looked in there a little bit more, and I think we have to attack their post game. I think you know, that has to be part of our plan. If we could get their bigs in a little foul trouble, that would definitely help us out. But we have defended well enough. We just haven't been as good on the offensive end as we needed to. So it's getting better.
And Kiana Nesbitt had 8 points tonight and really could have had probably 8 more. Missed some shots, so she's getting the chance, getting the good looks.
Right, and she's been working extremely hard, you know, and we tried to keep her from getting too frustrated with herself about that. But we started looking there more than we have, maybe she'll have her best night yet on the offensive end of the floor, we hope, on Monday night. And Maggie as well, and Kyla's played pretty good. And, you know, we can always put Chelsea and Cassidy in there a little bit as well. But I just thought, you know, we overall had good play, you know, at every position tonight.
And Livingston County is a team that they beat us twice this year. We feel like we can play with them,
match up
with them. Maybe this is it. Do you feel like you're better now and better prepared to play them than you were the last time you saw them, which was way back in January?
Yeah, at the beginning of January. I definitely did. I think we're, you know, I think we've gotten better. I think, you know, we played probably our best three and a half quarters of ball Monday night against St. Mary's, and we played about 2.5 good quarters on Tuesday night against Hopkins Central. And tonight we played a really good first half. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard to maintain that intensity level a little bit the second half. We gave up a few shots in the last quarter that I didn't feel like we needed to. But, you know, I feel like we're primed and ready to play our best ball.
Good. You held Fort Campbell to 2 points in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. If we can hold Livingston Central to two, we'll be in good shape. All right, Coach Hodge. Well, good luck next week. Monday night, that's the late game on Monday night. Lyon County and Trigg play the 6 o'clock game, and then we will play approximately 7:30 against Livingston Central. Good luck and going into the tournament. 7 wins this year, 3 more than last year, so we're building.
We are. And I'm extremely pleased right now. I'm very glad. Again, I haven't said a whole lot about Maggie, but I'm real tickled to get this win for her on her senior night, and she's been such a tremendous positive impact on our team and our program. She'll truly be missed.
Of course, my daughter is on the team, Meredith, and we were in the car today, and I said, Meredith, on your basketball team, who is the person that you think is most likely to succeed in life? And, of course, she said Maggie.
Sure.
You know, that's an easy choice.
Right.
And, you know, I've always tried to stress that we emulate people like Maggie Collins, and you will do well, too.
That's right.
I explained what emulate means to her. All right, good luck, Coach Hodge, next week in 5th District Tournament. It's at Rocket Arena.
Yep. Hopefully we'll have a big fan base.